So we have a new segment, boys and girls, in Cappy Land. Spurg mail. I was because I get a ton of hate. Well, I actually don't get a ton of hate mail. Occasionally, I'll get some hate mail. Over the time, I've had some, and I save them. And I'm like, oh, I'll read them through the podcast. But as you guys know, I haven't had time to pie. And then when we podcast, I bring on Elkins, and he shakes his little tush on the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah, he shakes his CPA tush on the catwalk. We never get to any of the articles or the fan mail, let alone the hate mail. So now when I get, I'm going to do Spurg mail. Every time I get a new hate mail, because it's all, they're always Spurging out. It's never like, you know, just like, there's this nice little hint, a little flavor, a little bit of a twist to it. Where I'm like, oh. You must have been drinking the water that all the kids are drinking back in the day. Because it makes no sense. Like, I can understand if I get hate mail from, like, feminists. Okay, that makes sense. Or socialists, because I'm basically saying, get a job. Stop hiding behind your vagina. Stop saying, woe is me, I'm oppressed. Give me free, give me that. All right? And then they hate me because I'm forcing them to get a job. That much I do understand. Or... like, let's say generally socialists or parasites in general, we say, hey, a religion of give me your money, I'm a lazy parasite. That's nothing to be proud of. Matter of fact, that's horrifically stupid and bad. And like, what kind of a life? When you expose them, you shine in the mirror, then I can see hate mail there. Because you're essentially telling them they have no value or proving to them that they have no value. But then there's like weirdo emails I get. And so that goes into Spurg mail. So here we go. Hello, you fuck. Now, at first, I thought he was going to be friendly because, you know, we all insult Cappy. No, you think you are a person is ready for the shit hitting the fan? Store the shit food you buy, moron. Go buy some real food. Fuck. Maybe build your own fucking house rather than pay some fuck to build it for you. You have no skill set. I hope you die. Here's the question I got. I hope people die because they're stealing money from me. Like you hope, you know, a leech is on you. I hope it dies. Get rid of it. Ticks, mosquitoes. But because I went and bought some like freeze-dried food, instant death. That's the conclusion. That's the logical conclusion. Hey, did he buy freeze-dry? I hope that fucker dies. What's next? Bought flour? Hope that fucker died. And what other items in the world of the economy should people get the death sentence for if they purchase? But we have the Jack Napier Truth Hurts mug. So I'm going to finish this off. And that's it. That was it for the Spurg mail. All right, let me go through here. Pajamas, do 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 do. Ba 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 ba. We always got to go through some. Well, speaking, I'll give you another one. Whoever the guy is in charge of 21 convention, which I've known floats out there on the interwebs. Like I had to kick him off because he was being a spurg, and I don't know what I can't even remember his name. Johnson. That's why, because it's a bland name, Johnson. I've never said anything to this guy. Me and Chad were podcasting. Chad's like, oh, someone from 21 conventions here. I'm like, oh, good. What's going on? And he's calling you a fraud. I'm like, I don't got time for this. What have I just, like, what is in the mind? Like, what is it that, like, you have to go on the rampage of innocent people that have nothing to do with you? Don't even care. Don't even know you exist. Don't even. It's like right now. Okay. Give you an example. Right now, somewhere in Spain, there's a guy called Jose and he's walking down the street. Fuck that guy. I want him dead. That's literally what this is. How many fatherless homes do we need that this is good? Like, this is a common thing. Oh my God. All right, there, Anthony Johnson. Thanks, Adriano Ramos, Indeed Digital. Okay, yeah, well, whatever. It's just kind of you gotta laugh because it's funny. You gotta laugh because it's sad. But I find it fascinating. You bought stuff. I hope you die. And all of you, like, you should build your own house. Do you know how many trades and skills are involved in building your own house? I mean, you could build your own house. I mean, it's not going to have all the amenities, but you really probably ought to outsource to, like, you know, plumbers and electricians so you don't screw it up. Yeah, I could frame a house. I could probably even pour a foundation. Take a while. Although you'd have to, like, then there's the equipment costs. Like, oh, just pour a foundation. You know how heavy concrete is? Probably worth paying someone to bring in their big concrete truck and have them pour it. Don't try and probably doesn't. I know, if that's your life, that this is the best use of your time, I'm going to strike down Jose over the internet for walking down the street. What more can you do to that person to make their life miserable? All right. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.